Hi, this is Nicole, and welcome to Mormon Channel Daily. This month's theme is showing love at home. And I was thinking about this, and I thought to myself, why is it that sometimes it is the hardest to show love to the people who are most important to us, our families? We tend to get angry or resentful with those who are closest to us and who love us, when in reality, they are the people we should demonstrate our love to the most, right? Thomas S. Monson said, "When we have sampled much and have wandered far and have seen how fleeting and sometimes superficial a lot of the world is, our gratitude grows for the privilege of being part of something we can count on, home and family and the loyalty of loved ones. We come to know what it means to be bound together by duty, by respect, by belonging. We learn that nothing can fully take the place of the blessed relationship of family life." Showing love at home creates a happier home environment. It takes an effort from every single family member. Sometimes we take for granted members of our family until they aren't around anymore, and then we're left with a whole bunch of what-ifs or if-onlys. So take the moment to show your love to your family. Give your children a hug every day. Tell them I love you. And most importantly, spend time with them. I know you've got work and you've got school and you've got other responsibilities, but make sure to give dedicated time to them every day and learn about them and what's going on in their lives. They might surprise you. Even though you know you love your children, make sure they know it as well. Showing love at home, of course, starts with your spouse. Both of you are the prime examples to the rest of your household, so remember to be kind to one another. As President Monson said, "Brethren, let's treat our wives with dignity and with respect. There are eternal companions. Sisters, honor your husbands. They need to hear a good word. They need a friendly smile. They need a warm expression of true love." So this goes to the wives as well. I know it can be difficult, especially when you have children, but please remember that your spouse comes first, even before your children. And I think that's something that sometimes we forget. Make sure you give your husband time and express your love with kind words and actions, and look for ways to serve your spouse and to help one another. As children, let your parents know you love them too. They do so much for you and sacrifice so much. So let them know you appreciate all that they do for you. And if you have siblings, be kind to one another. I know, growing up with three siblings, that this can be rather challenging. And even though you might argue, at the end of the day, you will always love each other. The greatest way you can show your siblings you love them is by serving them and spending time with them. If your little sister wants you to play dolls with her, then pick up a doll and just play with her. Expressing our love with actions is how we really let someone know we care about them. It is so much more than just saying, "I love you." What is most important almost always involves the people around us. And often we assume that they must know how much we love them, but we should never assume. We should let them know. Think about your family. How do you show them you love them? What do you do to let them know? Do you just expect them to know because you're family, or do you express it with your words, with your actions? If you don't, then think about ways that you can. Maybe you can make your brother's bed tomorrow morning. Maybe you can help your little sister get ready for school. Perhaps you can polish your husband's shoes for work, or help your wife make dinner tonight. Showing love in your home doesn't require this grand gesture, but it's the simple daily acts of kindness. I remember a great quote by David O. McKay where he said, "There should be no yelling in the home unless there is a fire." And I've always loved that quote. I thought it was so funny. So exactly, let's try to be better. Let's try not to yell or say mean things to one another. Why would we want to hurt those who we love the most? I grew up with divorced parents, and if there's one thing I have learned, it is that God must be in your family. I know without a doubt that Satan constantly attacks families because I've seen it myself. And that's why it's so important that we make spiritual matters a priority in our homes as well. Our home should be havens of peace and love and spirituality. That's why things like family prayer, family scripture study, family church attendance, they all matter. They make such a huge difference in our home, and they make a difference in our lives. Parents, just like your child needs love from you, they also need spiritual guidance from you. And growing up, I knew that no matter what was going on, Monday nights were family home evening nights. And my mother would have us all gather together from our hectic schedules and spend time together to share a spiritual message. And after, we would play a game or go out for ice cream. And sure, it was always a hassle trying to get everyone together. But once we were together, we had the best time. And we would all end up talking about what was going on in our lives and things that brought us closer together. And looking back now, those are the moments that I remember the most. We can build a happy home. Just like a physical home requires a roof and walls and a door and a window, building a happy home requires love and service and sacrifice. What are some ways that you can build a happy home? I would love to hear your thoughts. So leave us a comment below and let us know how you're building your happy home. Let's make our homes a sanctuary to which our family members will ever want to return. Thank you for tuning in today, and also be sure to check out the daily quotes for today. You can tune in Monday through Friday for a daily dose of inspiration.